Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Vincent Sadusky, president and CEO of Lin TV Corporation. And the company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is TVL. And Lin TV is a local television and digital media company owning and operating 27 TV stations in 17 U.S. markets. Thanks for joining us today there, Vincent.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Great. Now, starting off, talk to us about the some of the details about the recent acquisition of Red McCombs Media.
Yeah, sure thing. We've been in transition for several years now, working towards building out the digital side of our business. We've been a long-standing television station, local media operator. And we've been working very, very hard to reallocate resources and build up expertise and assets in the digital media world. And the first step in that transition was to build out these very highly trafficked, top-rated local media sites in our markets where we have television stations. We're in the business of producing a lot of local news, and it's kind of a logical extension to be able to make all that video and information, news, weather, sports, entertainment information available for people to check out while they're at work, away from the television set, and kind of get more and more significantly into kind of this nonlinear way that people are viewing media. But what we quickly realized when we went through this process was we identified that what we're really able to sell our advertisers with these websites is display and video pre-roll primarily. And that's only a small percentage of advertisers' interactive ad budgets. Now with Red McCombs, it's just a terrific opportunity for us to be able to offer up all the performance-based interactive ad tools that are out there for advertisers. So, a quick example would be, if you had an advertiser that, was looking to sell furniture in a particular market, right now they would advertise on our top-rated television stations for brand awareness, could advertise a sale on a Friday to get people into their showroom on a Saturday. They've always been able to do that, of course. With our television station websites, they also have a presence. They can have a presence on the most heavily trafficked local websites in a market through their display advertising, video pre-rolls. Now with Red McCombs, they've got the ability to be able to advertise on any IP-addressed website that's in the marketplace that's part of the Red McCombs publishing group, and they are currently a top 35 rated ComScore rated ad network. So it just gives incredible amount of exposure. Plus, they're incredibly good at search engine optimization, search engine marketing, and all performance-based online metrics as well. So if folks have a campaign where they have a certain CPC metric or CPR metric that they're interested in, Red McCombs can go ahead and design a program around that. So it gives us a lot of flexibility. It gives our salespeople a lot more things to sell on the interactive side, and it really improves our systems, technology, and really gets us a pretty good foothold into the performance-based interactive marketing.
And then also, now last month you also launched the mobile apps for BlackBerry.
Yes, we've had record results on the mobile front as well. I kind of view mobile as the internet 5 or 6 years ago in terms of very high growth profile, still relatively untapped as a significant advertising medium. And I think that's really an important growth area as well. So we've got real good relations with our consumers in our marketplaces, and we reach them through these mobile applications as they're on the road looking for weather updates, traffic jams, sports updates, et cetera. So that's gone real well also.
Great, and so talk about some of the other market trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the upcoming emerging trends.
Yeah, I think overall it's really one of we view ourselves as being a local broadcaster that produces a lot of local programming, and we've expanded into shows beyond local news. We recognize that not everybody gets home by 6 o'clock anymore. A lot of people go to bed before 11 o'clock. So we've got to make all this great video that we produce and all this great local programming that we produce, we've got to make it available on all these platforms for people to be able to access all the time. That's just the way media consumption is going. And I think in order for our content to continue to be very valuable, we've got to offer it up in different formats and in different ways. And in that way, you know, I think that's very valuable to the advertiser to be able to track people throughout their day and their various activities on our media sites.
So is this what you would say differentiates you from some of the other players in your sector? And what else differentiates you from some of the other players in the sector?
Yeah, I think it does. There's a couple of other things. One is, you know, there's a lot of local television stations in any particular market, in the markets we compete in. There's very few that are consistently rated number one or number two, and we've built the company on kind of this history of being a real good local broadcaster, lots of news, lots of localism, the best syndicated programming. We affiliate with a national network and all of our television stations. So, you know, as a result, we end up being top rated in the market. So we draw the greatest number of viewers. There's a real trust between the viewers and our local television stations, as we're very active in the community and have been reporting on local information news for many, many years on a real consistent basis. So there's definitely a pretty significant difference between on-air television stations in respective markets, and we've got some real premium assets there. And then I think what further differentiates us is we identified in our strategic plan as the new management team came in here 3 or 4 years ago that in order for us to continue to be a high growth business, we were going to have to advance ourselves and not be solely reliant on ad sales for these TV stations, but indeed be able to leverage our local broadcast assets into these digital assets. So we're going to have to establish websites, ad networks, and build out a sales force to be able to be trained to be able to sell all these different products. And I think that's a clear differentiator for us versus many others in the marketplace.
And will that be done organically, or will you look for some M&A activities to kind of harness all this?
Yeah, I think it'll be a combination. We've done a great job of, as I say, building out these top rated local websites in our markets, and that's been basically building it organically internally and partnering up with content providers and technology providers. So we haven't gone out and bought anybody, but we've entered into partnership deals where we share in revenue. So as the businesses, if their particular area or content is very desirable, they'll participate in the ad revenue that gets generated from their component. So it's really been an organic process to date. The acquisition of RM Media is really the first thing we've done in terms of being so excited about an entity and the fact that they are profitable and the fact that they are focused on sales and on marketing. That is something we just saw as just a terrific fit and thought it made sense to actually go out and buy them. So, in the future, I think you'll see us, our primary focus is on organic growth, being able to use our digital assets and all the thousands of hours of content we produce every month to be able to grow incremental businesses. If we happen to come across something that we think is so compelling and such a good fit to the business, we would consider further acquisitions.
Well, what would be that, some of those synergies?
Well, right now, we've got our hands full with this recent acquisition that we just announced a couple of days ago. So we're not really looking for anything at the moment, but when we came up with our criteria for companies we would be interested in, we just said there's so many interactive companies out there that are not profitable. And they sound pretty good, but you really don't know if the business model is ultimately ever going to be, going to be successful. So first off, a company has to be profitable. And then secondly, it has to have a sales and marketing focus, not a content focus. Many media companies have gone out and bought up content companies, I mentioned earlier, things like local high school sports sites or, you kind of name it, entertainment sites. We're really not interested in buying online publishers. It would have to be something, again, kind of that fit the criteria that our media did perfectly, which is, you know, really being a sales and a marketing organization. It's looking for ways to optimize online traffic and online advertising campaigns for advertisers that gets us into a new marketplace beyond simply selling 30-second and 60-second spots on TV.
Right. And now, perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Vincent, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Lynn TV.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, I've been at Lynn TV for 5 years now. And before that, I was with Telemundo, the Spanish-language television network, for 10 years. And Telemundo was a real success story. I was the CFO there, took it public in 1994, and then ultimately sold it to NBC in 2001 for $2.7 billion. So that was a good diversified media play and a good success. And before that, I was with Ernst & Young, which is one of the largest professional services firms in the world. My management team, I've got a chief operating officer, our executive vice president of television, Scott Blumenthal, who has done every job in a television station. He's long tenured in the industry and is really brilliant on the television side. I've got another gentleman by the name of Rob Richter, who's our executive vice president of digital media, and Rob has a marketing background and an interactive background. He most recently was with ShopNBC as the vice president of marketing, and before that had been with several newspaper companies, some of the largest newspaper companies in the country, helping them with their interactive strategy. And then we've also got a CFO by the name of Rich Smaling. And Rich has got a great background because he came to us from Dow Jones. And Dow Jones is one of the more successful traditional media companies that have been very, very active in new media. They were kind of there at the early days of understanding the need to really focus in new media. And Rich was part of that team, so we were real happy to get him here as well. And then we've got a group of terrific general managers and a great support staff. And then for RM Media was started by John Flatt and down in Austin, Texas. And John started up. He's a real entrepreneur. He started up several interactive companies, and this one he's been at for a very long period of time. Really, really working very hard. He's acquired some interactive companies with great technology, and brought those principles on board. So he's built a very, very good team down in Austin with what is now a division, a subsidiary of Lynn TV.
Great. And so, what are some of the goals and milestones that the management team hopes to accomplish over the course of the upcoming 12 months?
Yeah, it's been a really tough year for advertising in 2009. It was kind of been referred to as the perfect storm, with two of the three U.S. automobile manufacturers filing for reorganization, the economy being in a tailspin, the consumer just really being beat up, GDP contracting. The good news now is you're seeing some real momentum in the media stocks, I think, as investors are starting to recognize that the value has been taken down very, very low, and there's now a sense that GDP is turning. The back half of 2009 is projected to actually have positive GDP growth. The automobile industry is far from recovered, but they've gone through their transformation, and Ford and GM and Chrysler are on better financial footing. They've got a lot of new models that are pretty exciting. Yeah, exactly. So that's all going to be very, very good for advertising in 2010. So I think you're seeing investors start to get back into the space, and we're getting a lot of inquiries from investors as they're kind of sensing, okay, there's 2010 is going to be much better than 2009 in terms of GDP growth. The automobile business, again, which is so important to the advertising business, is on firmer footing. And then our particular area of media, being in local television, we generate a terrific amount of the political ad revenue that is spent in even years. So in 2010, where our stations are located in these various states, it's projected to be a very strong political year for these gubernatorial and Senate and local races. So even if the economy doesn't have a gangbuster recovery in 2010, it will certainly be better than 2009. And then on top of that, our niche will benefit from some strong political advertising.
Great. And So in terms of investors, Vincent, do you think right now that investors understand the message and the general story and direction of the company?
Yeah, I think there's a handful of investors that spend the time and the effort to understand the space and have been in it for some time. So, you know, as we kind of talk about the moves with RM Media and some of the efficiency moves we've taken in 2009 and the digitization of the business and the production of more local content, I think those people get it. But, you know, by and large, I think it's I personally think it's a good investment opportunity, this particular space, because there's been, you know, much less Wall Street coverage of this area than there has been over the years. There's been, you know, a lot of reduction in resources from Wall Street firms. There's not nearly as many Wall Street firms as there used to be out there. And you know, you have a tendency to have those firms kind of reallocate resources into some of the newer industries and covering some of the newer growth industries. So, you know, there's just not that much you know, coverage out there for kind of a mid-cap local media company like ourselves. So I think the folks that have been in this for a while, the investors who have been in this space for a while, definitely understand the story. But I do think there's plenty of investors that are just not focused on it.
Great. Well, once again, joining us today is Vincent Sadusky, CEO and President of Lynn TV Corporation, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is TVL, and is currently trading at $4.81 a share. Now, before we conclude, Vincent, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. I think one is, you know, when you look at digital media companies and their growth prospects, they're very attractive. Yet, you know, you're not really sure as an investor whether or not the company is ultimately going to be successful and be profitable and get scale. I think for a company like ours, we've got a terrific opportunity in that, you know, we have our business that generates very good cash flow, which is our traditional television business. We've got the infrastructure at these local TV stations that's built on content creation and production, a lot of video surrounding our local news and local programming production, and a great sales force that is very effective with our local advertisers. And from that, I think if you've got a good strategic plan and the right assets, you know, it's logical to be able to grow, you know, your digital business and your interactive business without investing, you know, a ton of incremental resources, but just getting the right assets and leveraging what you already have and kind of retraining people and kind of changing the focus. And so I really think that's our opportunity.
Great. Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of the upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update us today and to update our investors.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vincent.